You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. The band Old News releases its new album today called Self-Acceptance Speech. KMUW's Jed Bowdoin recently spoke with the band's vocalist and guitarist, Bo Harris, and has more.
First and last initial on the dotted line, pray for insurance.
Congratulations on this new record, which is sort of a quarter-life crisis album in a lot of ways. You know, tell me a little bit about what was going on with you as you were starting to think about the lyrics on this record.
So, Self-Acceptance Speech is really a description of self and the journey it takes to find yourself. So I think all of us as a band are 24, 25 years old these days, and that is like quarter life to a T. And there's some really, really unique challenges that come at that age, like transitioning out of the dreams that you had when you were a kid and into the dreams and the person that you are as an adult. And that's a really challenging process, but it's also a very beautiful metamorphosis of self. And so this record kind of follows that journey of growing into yourself, as painful and tricky as that can be.
You write these really personal lyrics, and I wonder if there are times where in that process you sort of think, I've got to pull back on this a little bit, maybe I can't let that out into the world, or do you just kind of put everything on the page?
I've always written autobiographical lyrics, but at the same time, I'm always cautious of being too on the nose. I think that emo music, which is kind of the genre that we play, tends to gravitate towards a lot of I, you, we, really pronoun-heavy statements that are inherently autobiographical, but at the same time, can be really, really on the nose. And so for Self-Acceptance Speech, we wanted to kind of embrace the emotive element, but also give it a little less obviousness. So a lot of the time, I'll start off writing lyrics that are absolutely, unequivocally, no holds barred, and then I will temper them down to be a little bit less on the nose.
One step forward and 10 steps back, oh no, oh, I keep my distance.
Tell me about 1917 Cherry Street, which I assume is about a place that you grew up.
1917 Cherry Street is one of the many houses that I lived in Winfield, Kansas. So from the ages of about 13 to 17, I lived in 9 different houses. I was moving constantly between cities and houses and family structures, and it was a really tumultuous time for me. And so what I've kind of done as I've gotten older is I've compartmentalized a lot of my life, figuratively and literally, in these houses I used to live in. 1917 Cherry Street was a really formative place for me. It was the place that I fell in love for the first time. It was the house that my first band started in. It was where I met my best friends. But on the flip side of that, it was a house that I witnessed a lot of abuse in, where I saw a marriage fall apart firsthand. It's where I lost my faith. As a result, it's a really complicated location that meant the most to me, but also came with some of the most challenges in my young adult life.
The album closes out with the song Sunday Suit, which has some different musical elements compared to the rest of the record.
Sunday Suit is kind of our nod to our Midwestern roots. None of us play country music, but I love it. And so for me, I've been trying to learn country guitar for the last year and a half or so, and the deeper that I get into it, the more it kind of appears in my compositions. So we kind of wanted this arrangement of dealing with these really heavy religious topics with this kind of tongue-in-cheek take on country music, which we don't play, but we're surrounded with culturally all the time. And I don't know, I think it came out really funny.
Shirt with scuffed leather shoes. I will offer up my